time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the kaboke, hallelujah.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
at midnight,
ni ogaja oru,
Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God.
Paulu ati Sila won bere si yin Olorun rogo won si ki gbegbo.
And the prisoners heard them.
Awon elewon to ku won si gboro won.
Suddenly there was an earthquake.
Lojiji ni mimi wa debe.
And the doors of the prison were flung open.
Gbogbo awon ilekun tubu na o si si gbayaga.
And every man's bonds was loosed. Somebody is going to be free here tonight.
Amen.
And if you are the one, you will praise God until heaven will hear. You will praise God until the ground will shake. You will praise God until all the prison doors of your life will be flung open. Lift up your voice and begin to praise the Most High God. Praise Him so loudly that the whole world will hear. Praise Him. Praise Him like you have never done before. Praise the Almighty God. Praise Him, praise Him. thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ajose.
I'm going to ask you to pray for me tonight. Tonight I have not come to preach. I have come to fight.
Seni
I've come to fight against those who are fighting against you.
Mo wo wa lati ba awon ti o ba o jagun lati ba woja.
I've come to fight against those who say you will not reach your goal.
Wo wa lati doju ja ko awon ti won so pe o ni debi lepa re.
I've come to fight against those who are holding you captive.
Wo wa lati ba awon to mu won leru sin, won ba wa lati ba woja.
So I'm going on my knees now. I want you to pray.
And
say, Father, anoint him specially tonight. Hide him in your blood. And empower him to do battle on our behalf. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty
God.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
Now let's go before our Maker.
Eje ki a lo siwaju eleda wa.
Worship the only one who has never lost a battle.
Eje ka sin enikan soso na ti o ti padanu ijari.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We are serving.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a
King of glory.
Oba Ogo.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Oluwa ti o le ti o lagbara.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Eni ti o lagbara lo ni ija.
The one who had never lost a battle.
Eni ti o ti padanu ija kankan ri.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni fun oruko mimo yin.
Tonight we come before you.
Lale yi awa siwaju yin.
Believing you that this very night we shall be free.
Amen. Let
it be so in Jesus' name.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ó rí bẹ́ẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù.
Send down your power.
Ẹran agbára yín sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Do something new, O Lord.
Ẹ ṣe ohun tuntun, Olúwa.
Set the captives free tonight.
Ẹ tú àwọn òǹdè sílẹ̀.
At the end of it all.
Lópin ohun gbogbo.
Let all glory be yours.
Ki gbogbo ogo ko je ti yin.
Let the blessings be ours.
Ki ibukun ko je ti wa.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to shake out one or two people.
Abeki egbowo lowo enikan abi eni meji.
and tell them, God will do something new here tonight. In my life. God will do something new here tonight. In my life. And if you believe that, then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Open your Bibles to Psalm 126.
E ja ka si Bibeli wa si ori Dafidi ori ikani dini adoje.
Psalm 126.
Ori Dafidi ori ikani dini adoje.
As tonight we want to talk about the joy of the free.
Ni asale yi a o ma soro nipa ayo awon ti o ti di ominira.
Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3.
Oni Dafidi, ori ikani dini adoje ese kinisi keta.
Says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
Nigbati oluwa mu ikolo si oni pada wa, adabi anything lala.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them.
Nigba na ni enuwa kun fun erin ati ahan wa fun orin. Nigba na ni won wi ninu awon kebere pe Oluwa se nla fun won.
The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Oluwa se nla fun wa nitori na awa nyo.
The Almighty God is going to do something great in the life of somebody here today.
Amen. Oluwa yo se nla la lara enikan to wa ni lasale yi.
1975 was the first time that I visited Kirikiri prison as a young pastor.
Ni odun 1975 ni awon baba lo si ibi ti an pe ni Kirikiri ewon to ga julo ni orilede yi.
I went with a senior pastor.
Won lo pelu awon alufa agba.
And there was a wonderful service in there in the prison.
Isaisi yanu kan si sele ninu ile tubu yi pelu.
Along during the service, the senior pastor said to me, he said, I should pray the prayer of thanksgiving.
Nigbati isin lo ikan ninu awon alufa agba yi so pe e gbadura ope ninu isin ti an se yi.
I said, how am I going to pray the prayer of thanksgiving in prison?
Awon ni o se ma gbadura ope ninu ile tubu fun awon elewon.
What am I going to be thanking God for here?
Kini won ma dupe lowo Olorun si gan.
Quickly I sent a prayer to heaven. God help me to pray.
Loju kan na ni baba won wa fi adura ranse si Orun pe baba laba Orun eran mi lowo o.
And I still remember the prayer today because it was one of the shortest prayers I ever prayed.
Baba si le ranti adura na nitori pe adura to kuru julo ti won ti igba ni gbogbo ojo aye won ni.
Almighty God, thank you for life.
Olorun Olodumare, adupe fun anfani to pe a wa laye.
Because when there is life, there is hope.
Nigbati emi ba nbe, be ni ireti si nbe.
Thank you, Father, because you are still on your throne.
Adupe lowo yin baba nitori pe e si wa lori ite yin Lorun.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Loruko Jesu ni agbadura.
So what am I going to say? Thank you for putting these people in prison or what?
Se mo fe ma gbadura pe Olorun o seun o to fi awon yi sinu ide ewon. Iru adura won mo fe gbagan.
That visit to Kirikiri prison changed my life dramatically.
Beni on to sele ni ile Kirikiri yi o yi aye won awon baba pada si otun.
I saw things, I heard things. The organist was a young man of about 25 years.
And it don't tell you one bear, Omo Dumarun din Ogboni.
An extremely good organist.
Tiaban wa won to mo duru te dada ele je kan ninu won.
As he was playing the organ, he was dancing.
O se n te duru ibe lo n fi jo si, lo n fi jo ra.
So I whispered to the elderly pastor who took me there.
Wọ́n sì wá sọ̀rọ̀ jẹ́lẹ́kẹ́lẹ́ sí àlùfáà tó mú wọn lọ.
It looks as if this young man will soon be released.
Wọ́n wá bí pé ọkùnrin tó ń tẹdùrù tó ń jòyè ó fi hàn pé ọjọ́ ẹ̀ ò pẹ́ mọ́ lẹ́wọ̀n.
He said, no, he's here for life.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ o, ibí ló máa fi gbogbo ọjọ́ tó máa ti gbé gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
He said, I'll tell you the story when we leave here. It's one of the best organists I've ever seen. But because he's in prison, the world will never know how good he is. There are some of you here, highly talented,
any talent to guide you
with tremendous potentials, but because you are in prison, that's why the world has not seen you. But as the Lord lives, before this night is over, every prisoner shall be set free.
Amen.
When we were about to end the service, they asked one of the prisoners to pray. And his prayer again taught me something. He thanked God for those of us who came from outside. Pray that God will take us back home safely. And then he said, oh God, those of us who will be going back into our cells now, please don't forget us here. And tears came to my eyes.